Ludwig von Finkel says, I hate the intro. The crowd of people scares me. What the fuck is this? Cognitive diversity crap, Ludwig von Finkel. You can just close your eyes during the intro if you can't tolerate it. Yes, there are normies in my intro. So be it. I had warned Elon Musk about this. I had warned everyone that we are headed in a fall of the empire situation for America. And companies are not your companies anymore. Money is not your money anymore. It is all controlled by bureaucrat judges who decide whether you align enough with the state for it to go on. And this is what's happening with Donald Trump. Some random witch from the forest shows up and says he raped me 20 years ago. And there you go. A slice of his wealth is taken. So as long as you keep official wealth outside of the security of the blockchain, you don't own it. And Elon Musk didn't own this $55 billion compensation that he had dealt with Tesla. Now, the thing with Elon Musk, and I'm sure Tesla will fall on this news on the stock market, because there is a relationship between Elon Musk and Tesla that takes this stock above and beyond what normality would take it. Tesla grows to ridiculous levels of value. And the reason it does so is that Elon is seen as a visionary. And it's really not a false argument to say that Elon is responsible for $55 billion worth of money for the Tesla stockholders. Because if Elon wasn't there, this would just be a company that does electric cars and does it relatively poorly, to be honest. Samich says, I take pay in rice. Yeah, well, when you're at the border of survival, that makes sense. And then when you want to store your rice, Bitcoin. Dead Star says, if you haven't seen Sticks Thread, you are missing out. There are about 5 exes on the forum fighting. I don't care at all about stick exes. They must be very bitter. They must be lying, like most exes. I will believe a woman has been raped by Styx if she comes out of Styx bedroom and Styx is like naked or topless, you know, as he usually is. And she says, he just raped me. He just raped me 5 seconds ago. She needs to turn on her video phone. She needs to have evidence of rape in the form of semen in her vagina. And she has to have a recording indicating that she indicated to Styx that she wasn't consenting. This is my threshold of evidence to consider a Styx rape. Ty Odyssey says, Jeff, have you enjoyed the works of Shakespeare's or is it not your thing? I really love the movie they did with Romeo and Juliet. This movie makes me cry. It's amazing. I think that it's a great movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. It's heartbreaking. And I love the William Shakespeare writings coming out of the script in this movie. So I do have respect for Shakespeare's, but I don't know much of his other work. I really know Shakespeare because of the Romeo and Juliet movie. I probably won't ever go into Shakespeare because I just don't give a shit. It's like, oh yeah, poetic language and all. I have other things to do, but I think it's beautiful when I see it. Grabble, the only nuclear artillery shell ever fired by the U.S. Yeah, boys, that is an explosion. Oh my God. A nuclear artillery shell. Beautiful mushroom explosion. I don't know, are these buses and jeeps truly from the artillery shell test? I don't know. But maybe it's a montage, but I really like the artillery shell, the size of the explosion. It's like, when will we ever need this? When will we ever be in firing range of wanting to destroy everything? I think you're more likely to have a case where you want to destroy everything like this, where you go by plane. Plane makes more sense. But I love the fact that we tried this. Garlock the Destroyer has an opinion on men. Let's hear this person.
I'm not a big fan of toxic masculinity or like whatever, like the norms, I guess. But I like when there's just like a little bit of that, like I'm the man and I'm gonna take charge, you know?
Okay, so Garlock the Destroyer identifies as a female, and that female wants a man who takes charge. Now you know, guys. Now you know what to do if you want to get some.
Oh, like, because, like, why not, you know? I feel like a lot of boys need to start being boys, though. Like, when it comes to, like, the male roles, because a lot of, like, men nowadays are expecting princess treatment, and it's like, okay, well, I want that energy just as bad as you do, for example.
Man, what are the chances that this person gets her just perfectly adjust toxic masculinity alpha male? It's like, I'm trying to imagine the guy who's muscled, who's well-shaped, who acts alpha, and he's like, you, I'm taking you to dinner tonight.
Example, like, let's say I get a flat tire on the side of the road, and we're together, you better know how to change that tire. Like, you better know how to do these things. Because if I have to call my dad, just like I said, no.
No, no calling of the dad. I don't know what's the dad position on her lifestyle. I just say so. Says so. Is she a one or a zero? I don't know. I don't know what it qualifies for at this point. Justice Sonia Sotomayor says she feels frustration daily as conservative justices move the U.S. to the right. Well, guess what, lady? I feel frustration too. At exactly the opposite. Sotomayor is overwhelmed by demanding SCOTUS workload. I live in frustration. Cases are bigger, they're more demanding, the number of amici are greater, and you know that our emergency calendar is so much more active. I'm tired. There used to be a time when we had a good chunk of the summer break, not anymore. The emergency calendar is busy almost on a weekly basis. Well, yeah, Sotomayor is one of these justices who have brought the Supreme Court to the left, who have basically legislated from the bench, and who have turned America into a leftist place. And now she's whining because she has work for the first time in her life, because the leftists had not enough of an opposition to actually win. They were always winning the vote. So now they're losing the vote and they have to justify their dissent. Lendahl says, resign if you don't like it. That would be awesome, but it won't happen. We have here a woman executing a choreography.
Holy shit. No. You can see her out your window, buddy.
I can't see that.
She's falling. Grab something, you're gonna fall at the bottom of the pit. Grab something. She keeps falling. No.
Cops are gonna come.
It's so sad. a beautiful redhead. She could have been interesting.
No, then I can't record it.
Completely destroyed by drugs. People say PCP or meth. I don't know. I don't know exactly which drug does this. Oh, she's smiling. So it seems that in her head she is she's doing something. I was wondering if it was maybe a neurological disorder, chorea. But no. She is performing. Here, the display of the ass. I think she's trying to do ballet or something. I think that I see the elementary moves of ballet here. But it's very deconstructed. It's postmodern ballet. Dino Rogovic says she has no teeth. Well, yeah, that can be a problem. Okay, well, people were judging the people filming on the social media. Personally, I think you have to film. You cannot intervene. If you intervene, you're going to have all sorts of liabilities. You're going to help her step up. She's going to drop on and hurt her knees, and it's going to be your fault. Or she's going to have a boyfriend coming in and somehow attacking you because he thinks you're dating her. So no, I never help a woman who I don't inseminate. They have to count on someone else. Lendald says, I see the defensive jujitsu of Prit Mikkelsen. We all see our own things in the dance of the crazy drug woman. New guy says, you help your mom. Well, mom is an exception. It's not a woman I reproduce with, but I am a product of her reproduction. So it's as good to me. Evolutionarily, that works. Breaking 9/11 was reporting, Elon Musk cannot keep his $55 billion compensation package from Tesla as judge sides with shareholders. So there was a bunch of party pooper shareholders who were suing Elon Musk for asking for a compensation of $55 billion. Elon Musk had not been asking for much compensation like this before. It was an exceptional year where Tesla was rising so much in the mimetic sphere thanks to Elon that Tesla was just printing money, basically. I mean, at this point, people are buying Tesla stocks absolutely crazily. And basically, I think that the idea of this $55 billion was to create some liquidity for Elon, partly so that he could buy Twitter and so that he could have liquidity for his other endeavors like SpaceX. The whole idea was, Elon brought your idea of an electric car to levels of mimetics that you couldn't have dreamed of. Like, no one wants to buy the Ford electric car. No one wants to buy the Hyundai electric car or whatever. It's like you have this ridiculous company that does not so impressive cars equipped with some OS type of computer and like little extras. And for that reason, people pay the big price for it and they dream of it and they pay the Tesla stock absolutely overpriced. So in many ways, you can say that Elon has a very unique contribution to Tesla in the sense that Tesla wouldn't be what it is. Yes, Tesla equals Elon, Dino Legovic, correct. So it's like, yeah, you should get $55 billion because none of you would be rich with your Tesla stocks if it wasn't of him. But now I think that this is the final Achilles heel of Tesla that will dump this stock. I know that, Tesla, for years, people have been saying it's going to go down. And I personally thought it would go down. it's not been going down. It's going up and up and up. But it has to go down at some point. And this event here, basically, it's the shareholders saying that is unfair compensation. Elon dealt this himself with too much control over the company, and it's not a just compensation. Now, in a truly capitalist world, we tell them, go fuck yourselves. But in our world, as I said, normal money, American USD and stocks and paper wealth is nothing. It is all on the whims of a judge. And in our world, a judge has decided, oh, $55 billion, it's too much. Frog Eyes says, shareholders, that compensation package, pull it. The shareholders are completely idiotic to do this. Because all that it will result in the future is that Elon isn't anymore invested so much in the success of Tesla. And now he's going to move on to other things. I don't think Elon will defend a Tesla that can't pay it, that can't pay its due to Elon. So either the board will find another indirect way to compensate Elon, and they're going to divide it across many years, maybe, or Elon will rightfully so be pissed and say, look, I can't defend the success of a company with my mimetic power and get nothing from it. Cosmic Nut says, yeah, the government advocated the electric vehicles. Yes, there is a relationship between Elon and the government on this because of the tax credits and everything. Think about the Tesla truck. The Tesla truck is the ugliest car ever made. It's overpriced. There's no reason you would want a Tesla truck, but the Tesla truck hinges on the shoulders of Elon. And Elon is the kind of guy who makes the Tesla truck a success. So as I said to everyone many years ago, and I've been repeating it again and again, if you're not putting your wealth in BTC, they will come for it at some point. Doesn't matter if you're the richest man in the world, or if you're just a poor guy with $10, or if you're a guy who owns a house, the leftists are coming for you. They will find creative ways to justify taking your wealth and giving it to other people. That is exactly what's happening here. Judge voids Musk's $56 billion Tesla pay package. A Delaware judge on Tuesday ruled that Elon Musk's pay package could be voided, calling the compensation an unfathomable sum that was not fair to shareholders, according to a court filing. The plaintiff is entitled to rescission. The court's opinion directed the Tesla shareholder who challenged the pay plan to work with Elon's legal team on an order implementing the judge decision. The lawyers representing the stockholders said, good day for the good guys. It is all bottom of the ladder of society using the courts to pull down the top. We're not going to get anything good. They're not even going to get anything good for it. Their Tesla shares will lose value. People will lose confidence in the in the continued support of Elon Musk for this overpriced company that Tesla is. And I think that in 10 years from now, Tesla is a very basic, low-level car producer that's not particularly efficient. But more importantly than this, I believe we have here a beginning of extremely political decisions. I think it's in line here with what they did to Trump. They go after Elon and his compensation, which is a totally private matter. They go at it because they're not happy of what Elon has been doing. This is the left coming in with its punitive bureaucratic legal branch. And like, imagine Elon had given this money to ADL projects into all sorts of things that the leftists like. Instead of doing this, he used this money. And I don't know what this decision from the judge, it may actually hurt free speech on Twitter. We may actually have a case where Elon is over leveraged, where he cannot provide the liquidity that he expected to provide. And I don't know what it means for the people who hold him by the balls, for the people who hold his debt. So here you have the leftist attacking someone ideologically because he took a route that was disadvantaging them by giving back free speech to right-wingers. Rudy Lacid says, yes, reminds me of the overestimation of Trump's property, yet the bank never complained. Yeah, those are private matters in which political ideology is coming to mess things up. Trigmamail has sent a super chat. Thank you so much. He says, Jeff, you're correct. My father had all of his farmland seized by a judge during the divorce, along with a large percentage of his 401k/stock options and his new boomer suburban house. This was back in 2001. Absolutely scandalous. There is nothing left but crypto that is true property. Mark my words. If you start in anything else, if you're like this deluded guy on the regular chat who, and he often sends super chat, but if you're like this deluded guy who's talking silver, you are fucking insane. Your silver is a judge's silver. You are physically insane if you stack silver. The ruling can be appealed to the Delaware Supreme Court. The judge, Kathleen McCormick of Delaware's Court of Chancery, said the pay package did not meet the standard of a fair price. What do you know about this? Have you done it, Kathleen? Have you done the thinking through your head? Where would Tesla be if Elon didn't exist? Tesla would be nowhere. Tesla would be, they would be begging for a $100,000 grant from the government. So the impact that Elon can have on any product or asset is immeasurable by the standard of anything else in human civilization. So you cannot be the judge of what's fair here because there is no comparison. There is no thing that you can compare it to because there is no company in the world that is as bad as Tesla and that rose as much in stock as it did. Rodilacid says, not if I swallow the silver every couple of days. It comes out and I swallow it again. I have 25 kilograms of silver inside of me now. Okay, well, how much is that worth? $75? You're carrying $75 of silver inside of you? So yes, Elon, what I recommend is take a plane to Antarctica or somewhere very far, panic sell everything you have and buy Bitcoin. You'll thank me in 20 years from now. Silver Spider says, Saturn Shines, because JF says the inseminate. Saturn Shines was asking, why did you make babies with someone like this? NN was saying, I have a 1 and 3 year old and no real options to get them out of there at the moment. That is too bad. Are you talking about a divorce situation? Okay, he's still with the woman, but she's hitting him. Yeah, that is very unfortunate. Certainly what I would recommend is, yes, record the hitting. Record hitting situations in which you are absolutely not to blame. Just let her get angry at you. Record all of the hitting on phone. That way you can hold something against her. It's not like in family court, literally she could be a heroin addict and hitting you and she's still going to get the kids. But you can still get her in criminal jail, maybe, if you can get the police to be interested in this. And then in criminal jail, you can get custody of the children, maybe. The sex dolls are out. Oh my God. That is creepy and uninteresting. This person was saying, once you start fucking sex dolls, it's game over. You're out of the human pussy game for good. No, that is so sad. So sad. Look at this. The first time you fuck a sex doll, that must be heartbreaking. It's like something must leave your insides. It's like you lose a part of your humanity. Like, I understand that these sex dolls are built to look like real women, but you have to have it in your brain that, my God, I'm fucking a piece of plastic. That is where I'm at. My God. Are there sex dolls fuckers in the regular chat, I wonder? Biden is acting powerless over the border crisis. Bullshit explanation here.
With executive authority, is there more you could do?
All I can do. Give me the power. I've asked for the very day I got in office.
I've done all I can do for the border. It's never clear when he says these things. Does he mean getting more migrants in? Because Trump was combating the border crosses. So does he mean, when he says he's doing everything he can, does he mean everything he can to bring more migrants in? It may be what he means. Because if he's comparing himself to Trump, in terms of combating entry, he should be able to combat entry at least as well as Trump was doing it. Emo AOC. Oh my God. Would you vote for Emo AOC? Well, is it emo or is it punk? What seems to be a product of AI, they have made an AOC. But in this gothic, I think the term would be gothic here. It's gothic AOC. Still, it's still AOC. You don't want to vote for her. Saturn Shine says he's old and has his senile moment, but he knows what he's doing. Yeah, Joe Biden, absolutely in bullshit mode as the election approaches. I don't think it's going to be enough to be throwing these misdirections and lies about, oh, well, I'm doing something about the border. I think people will know that it's not true, and social media is free enough to cover and give us daily examples of border crossings. Biden says he has decided how to respond to the attack in Jordan. So we still haven't had, I believe, strikes. I've been looking for it on social media, but I think it should be coming soon because we have seen planes and plane carriers approaching the Middle East. And it seems that airstrike targets have been approved by Biden already in Syria, perhaps Iraq. As usual, it will be a bunch of targets that Israel has said, oh yeah, we'd like you to bomb these targets. I've been involved. I'm nostalgic of scientific conversation on the internet. There used to be a time where we were talking science so often. These days, there's no one making new science suggestions. And my book, people have not engaged in it yet. The Revolutionary Phenotype, no word from Richard Dawkins, no word from Brett Weinstein. It's really sad because we're in 2024. That book has been published in 2018. 6 years. 6 years of absolutely no this public discussion of science. It's like they've abandoned the idea. We used to have Richard Dawkins engaging on some podcast, and Lawrence Krauss was talking about something about the universe. Give me something, bro. It sucks. There's no more discussion of science. And Callum Oxworth says Vincent Van JF. Who is that person? Anyway, someone was approaching me, asking about complexity of what DNA can store. And he was committing many errors. He was on the whole path of, well, DNA is a codec, therefore intentionality, therefore the universe, therefore intention, therefore creator. And one of his arguments was false and reliant on Kolmogorov complexity. In algorithmic information theory, a subfield of computer science and mathematics, the Kolmogorov complexity of an object, such as a piece of text, is the length of a shortest computer program in a predetermined programming language that produces the object as output. So basically, the idea is that given a computer program, there is a limit to compressibility. You can compress some bits of information, like if I have a whole 1 terabyte of a hard drive, but throughout this hard drive, all there is 1100, 1100, 1100. But it's very easy to compress this sequence of bits. I just have to say 1100 and repeat that for a 1 terabyte. So there's always a smallest expression that represents the minimal complexity of something under a certain programming language. But he was trying to apply this to biology, and there are certain problems. There are certain problems in comparing DNA as a compressor algorithm. Now, DNA acts very much like at least a decompression algorithm. Think about it. The parent gives just this DNA, and suddenly it unpacks into your legs, your lungs, your heart, your liver. There is something like decompression happening here, decompaction. Dino Logovich says, but is DNA the shortest? Well, so when you're starting to think about these questions, I've been thinking about them a lot. There's the first error in this field of comparison is that the phenotype has never been compressed into DNA. That is a fantastic, stunning thing of the theory of evolution. It's never been happening that the whole body is taken and that someone tries to compress it into a DNA strand. It goes the other way around. The genes express themselves in a phenotype. The phenotype never gets read. That is something you'll see that I stated in the revolutionary phenotype. The phenotype never gets read, except in a phenotypic revolution, but let's put this aside. So because the phenotype never gets read, the genes are evolving independent of the phenotype. They have their own course and their own copying, and the only signal that passes always from gene to phenotype rather than from phenotype to gene. So if you want to compare a compression algorithm to biology, you're going to be stuck with the fact that biology only does one half of it. It does the decompression, it never does the compression. Instead of the compression step, what you have is selection. So certain genes make it better. They have more babies. They have better phenotypes. They survive and copy more. Friedrich von Finkel says, is my cum a part of my phenotype? Yes. And everything you do, all causes in the world of your genes are part of your phenotype, even if they are projected into the universe. Justin, MSNBC host Joy Reid, apparently. So this is an illustration of the tensions on the left, because the left has some anti-war component to it, and yet they have this cucking to Israeli interest in Joe Biden. And eventually, that must have some, there must be some friction. And here you see it. Joy Reid caught on a hot mic complaining that we are headed toward another war.
Over the weekend, President Biden said he's ready to take action if Congress is serious about solving the border issue.
If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly. And Congress needs to get it done.
Starting another fucking war.
So that was the hot mic moment. Not another fucking war. It seems that Joy Reid may have seen the next news item or what Joe Biden was saying, and she was thinking out loud, not another fucking war. Well, that's good news, because any sort of disarray on the left will contribute to a looser voter base. There will be people who will be like, hey, maybe I'm not going to go vote this year for Joe Biden. And that's really all we need for Trump to slide ahead. John Drake says, oh yeah, Jews are going to be the odd ones out on the left. This tension eventually will build up to this. The fact that, okay, your leftist coalition is made of blacks, Hispanics, and Muslims, and yet it is totally cucking to Israeli interest. It's, at some point, these people will say, hey, we don't owe you that much. Like, we won't overstep our principles for so long. So much so that we end up being like George Bush, basically. Brody Lucid says, she said something like, I'm sorry for the foul language. That's it. Nothing about the Biden war. Yeah, definitely she's not sorry. She's sorry. If she's sorry for anything, it would be to have messed up a hot mic moment or to have messed up a transition on TV. But she definitely... She is an illustration of how minorities will eventually dissociate from the Jews. And that will be such an important civilizational event, because the Jews are preparing their comfortable seat in the right. They are investing a lot of money in the Charlie Kirks of this world to keep them in their stable. But at some point, you're going to have enemies on all sides of the political spectrum. And then it's like, yeah, it's 2024 and it's time you stop bombing civilian areas. It's Sorry. At some point, everyone will be telling them. Samich Luber says, why won't JF explain to us why sexual crisis is important? I'm willing to do so, but what is sexual crisis? I think I've Googled it recently. But I don't remember at all. Sexual cribsis. Cryptic female choice. Let's see. Cryptic female choice with an individual male. Cryptic female choice is commonly assumed to act only in polyandrous mating systems. Okay. Cryptic female choice is a form of mate choice which occurs both in pre- and post-copulatory circumstances when females in certain species use physical or chemical mechanism to control a male's success of fertilizing their ova. So basically, it's the woman getting fucked by multiple men and being like, how do I direct this guy's sperm instead of this guy's sperm? Why do I not talk about this too often? I guess because I consider that in an ideal human society, cribsis shouldn't be a standard, shouldn't be existing at all. I consider that there should be there should be civilian infrastructure to make sure that females don't get inseminated by multiple males at the same time. To me, it's so basic that it should be a floor for a civilization. It is absolutely ridiculous to let female polygamy be the norm. It will totally destroy your society. And so I'm not against developing a biological understanding of this, but to me, we are down an absolutely dark route for humanity if that was to be anyhow useful to females in modern times. Of course, I know that it is in underdeveloped societies, polygamous societies, but I'm trying to avoid this. I'm not trying to hide the truth from the sexual cribsis. It is just something that I hate. I consider it's one of the most dangerous forces in civilization, because it's not just the uncertainty of fatherhood. It is the entirety of all mechanisms of society that change under this system. It is the fact that now all males are competing with one another rather than collaborating in a system that labels females and males to be together. You have less bumping onto one another. You have less low-level, she fucked you, and blah, blah, blah. All this civilizational energy lost into head bumping. You get it? One of the most wasteful things is intermale competition, because it changes the world such that you have your wife, I have my wife, we reproduce with them, and then you and I can work together on a great civilizational achievement of some kind. Or our wives are undetermined. Maybe I fuck your wife, maybe you fuck mine. And then every second of my life must be dedicated to monitoring her, monitoring you, attacking you if I get a chance, killing you if I get a chance. Samit Schluber says, this is a retarded wiki sexual cribsis definition. Well, give it to me then. Tell me the definition, Samit Schluber, of the sexual cribsis you want me to adopt. The Eighth Wonder of the World says, I'm planning to have five wives all kept in a dungeon, only letting out one at a time when it's time for baby making. Well, bro, that sounds illegal. Trans swimmer Leah Thomas is suing to overturn strict new rules that prevent her from competing against biological female athletes, enacted after she sparked outrage, and hopes to take part in Paris Olympics. Ladies and gentlemen, when you have to count on the based Frenchman to defend your civilization, it's not looking good. But somehow, the Paris Olympics have imposed a new standard, which I think we could call it the Joe Rogan standard. Because it's no more about the hormone that you just currently have in your body. It is, if you have gone through any form of male puberty, you cannot compete in the women's category. They basically adopted the idea that, oh yeah, you know, male puberty is it's a moment of life where you will get developmental advantages. You will build yourself a structure of shoulders that will eventually make you a better swimmer. And I think it's absolutely true. Personally, I would just say, if you've gone through any second of malehood in your life, you are not a female. But okay, now it's puberty. Puberty would be the threshold. Okay. It's better than what we had. Now, Leah Thomas, the trans swimmer, is suing the Olympics. I hope that Leah Thomas loses, and I hope that we can recover women's categories at the international level. Samich Luber says, basically, sexual crisis in humans means women hide their fertility and all males fight ad infinitum. Well, I think it's a retarded definition that you're giving me there, because all males fight ad infinitum. The woman female may be hiding, that there's one thing that the woman female cannot hide from, that the female human cannot hide from. It's the fact that if you fuck her for a whole month, you're gonna have caught a moment where she's fertile. So that to me is plenty. Is plenty to then mean that males don't have to fight for women ad infinitum. They just have to be jealous enough to keep their females for extended multi-month periods from contacting other males. And that's totally feasible in society. It's totally what I expect from partners, and it's what I would be surprised that my partners don't expect the same from me. That is not interacting with random woman out there. In fact, when I'm in couple, I interact with absolutely zero woman physically ever. And on the internet, even, I mean, maybe as part of this show, you could say, but other than this, not at all. So this ad infinitum must not be the correct definition of sexual crisis. I think that you've made yourself an ID here. Richard Dawkins takes courageous stance for the binary of sex. It's like, bro, this is starting to date, okay? This ridiculous article, shame on the once great Scientific American, ignorantly misunderstands the nature of the sex binary. Actual research shows that sex is anything but binary. Sex is not defined by chromosomes, nor by anatomy, nor by psychology or sociology, nor by personal inclination, nor by assignment at birth, but by gamete size. It happens to be embryologically determined by chromosomes in mammals, and in the opposite direction, birds, but by temperature in some reptiles, by social factors in some fish. But it is universally defined by the binary distinction between sperms and eggs. You may argue about gender if you wish. Biologists have better things to do. But sex is a true binary, one of rather few in biology. I fully agree here with Richard Dawkins. But at the same time, Richard, part of the problem we're faced with the left is that scientists have not been standing courageously enough on questions of truth against the left. So they think they can get their share of the whole sex binary thing. But no one was there from your club, Richard, when they were lying about race not existing. And no one was there from the leftists to argue against them when they are making all these fake arguments around race, Jews, around all of the semantic grounds that they have won. So when they arrive at sex binary and you fight back on sex binary, I'm like, oh great. But who is a scientist who has stood for the truth across all of these examples, who had the courage to do it? And that's me. I think I'm the only one. I think I'm the only one with a PhD in existence right now who has consistently scored truth on all of these questions, and who has sided with the expression of the truth and against the illiberal attitude that those who speak about these truths should be censored or shut down. So I appreciate you joining the fight here at this super superficial level, but I'd like you to show some balls. It's like you're old. You're like the old Japanese kamikaze. You don't give a shit. You're going to be dead in 5 years from now, Richard. So it's time to stand for all these truths. It's time so that we can get a remembrance of Richard Dawkins as having stood for it, rather than cowarded and sided only with the in the shyest way with the truths of the right. Rodilacid says, Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye, two educators who have consistently been wrong. Oh yeah, don't get me started on Bill Nye with the vagina song. Oh, and that was early in my streaming career. The Bill Nye vagina song. What was it saying? It was saying, it's your vagina if you want it. There was some ridiculous slogan to this tune. My vagina. It's my choice or something. Oh my god, it was weird. It was absolutely weird. Insider Paper says PayPal has begun company-wide layoffs just 2 weeks after the CEO said they would shock the world. Listen, guys, I think I'm seeing the markers today of a peak down, of potentially a depression period. It's, I mean, if there was a time to short Bitcoin, I think that would be it. Because I'm seeing evidence that liquidity is defective. There's defective liquidity on the Elon Musk side where some judge is deciding, well, you don't have that money anymore. Now, this puts uncertainty on the whole loan system that supports Elon's acquisition of Twitter. He will still own Twitter for sure. But it puts a lot of question marks around, will he pay back his loans? Will there be some bankruptcy related to this? I don't know. And I'm seeing a lot of layoffs. The companies are struggling. So we may be headed here for a 3 weeks of potentially plunging into a depression, an economic depression, slowly. At the same time, it's super hard to believe that this is going to happen without any intervention from the feds, that they will just let it happen on an election year. You would think that with the war effort, with Congress potentially siding with a massive war with Biden, with the funding of that war, with the printing of money to unleash onto the economy, there are still possibilities that this depression will be just a minimal wick down and then we're back up. But I'm seeing signs of an economic downturn for sure. Economic downturn is in the cards for the next 3 weeks. Be careful if you're long. Be careful if you're leveraged. And I wouldn't say that betting on a short is necessarily a super intelligent thing, because who knows? Who knows what the powerfuls of this world have planned? But we may get some normie squeeze action, because PayPal cutting about 9% of their global workforce. That is 2 weeks after PayPal had said that they would shock the world with their result. We have UPS drivers. They've negotiated themselves an increase in pay and benefits, potentially up to $170,000. But UPS now announces that they are cutting off 12,000 jobs after increased labor costs. So it's like, okay, you negotiate yourself these unrealistic amounts of salary. Well, we now cannot hire all of you. So now people are being left without job. NASDAQ planning hundreds of job cuts. I'm feeling an economic downturn coming here. And meanwhile, we have fictitious money being spent on MSNBC.
You've talked about using some of Trump's money you're about to get to help shore up women's rights. Do you know what that might be, what that might look like?
Yes, Rachel. Yes.
Tell me.
I had such great ideas for all the good I'm going to do with this money. First thing, Rachel, you and I are going to go shopping. We're going to get completely new wardrobes, new shoes, motorcycle for Crowley, new fishing rod for Robbie. Rachel, what do you want? Penthouse? It's yours,
nothing.
Rachel. Penthouse and France? You want France? You want to go fishing
nope.
in France? No? Oh, all right. All right. Okay.
That's a joke.
And look at the liar ensuring that this won't be used as evidence that this girl is fucking crazy in court. She's like, that's a joke. So she's just there to label the things so that, oh yeah, it's a joke. Yeah, my client is joking. It's like, I don't think your client is joking all that much. I think she's feeling like she just got a pile of money fall on her head. And she's going to do exactly what women do with it, which is spend it in absolutely useless ways. I mean, she was talking about a motorcycle. I guess there's a chance that she actually kills herself on a motorcycle before this money is used to for all the spending that she describes. The eighth wonder of the world says, JF, can't you assist her on a fishing trip to France? No, I'm not taking this girl on a fishing trip. Absolutely dangerous. She is the kind of person who can potentially drill a hole in your boat intentionally just to sink you. Samich says, I'm just amazed that JF or Dutton have zero thoughts on the importance of sexual cribses. These people who come with their personal obsession, and they want you to talk about it. I've already done a segment about it. I've watched the Wikipedia definition of it. I then ask you your own definition. I told you your own definition kind of doesn't make sense. What else am I supposed to say? And he says, even her experts are paused. You may be just deluded. You may be deluded into seeing the influence of Jews everywhere with these slashes that you use. Look, I have delivered what I thought about the subject. Like, if you have something more interesting, why don't you say it here? Like, tell me, educate me about how sexual cribs is. I've totally overlooked the issue. And you have something that you thought about it that is so important. What I'm telling you is that hopefully we don't have to care about sexual cribs is in civilization, because it's a mark of intermale competition. And I don't want this. I want a monogamous society in which males and females, being equal proportion of the population, they pair bond with a single male or female, and they go on a reproductive career for their whole life with them. So fuck your sexual cribs if you can't, within the next 5 minutes on this regular chat, write a justification for what's so amazing about this subject. I will keep living my life thinking that it's a crap subject. Two students have been shot at Le Fleur High School. Do not send your children to high school if you can avoid it.
Who is it?
Are they tearing my thing up? Call! Oh, that's a boy and a girl.
Is that a dog?
Get away from the dog! Oh! Oh!
Hey,
shit!
Fuck all that. Fuck all that.
Well, very hard to see what's happening, but presumably some situation where a kid had a gun or something like this. Right-wing pundit scrambles to do damage control after interviewing virulent anti-Semite. So there's a hit piece on various left-wing websites like Daily Beast. It's a hit piece on a guy at the Blaze, Whitlock, for interviewing E. Michael Jones. And E. Michael Jones is memeing about it on Twitter. Basically, they're saying to this guy at the Blaze, you shouldn't have invited this anti-Semite. And now they're pressuring the Blaze. And now Whitlock, this black, he's a black host. And he was like playing this card of the black host. Hey, I'm a minority. I can allow myself some more slack. Here, I'm inviting this guy that no white person can invite without losing their job. Well, it turned out that he got pressured into deleting the interview. So Whitlock had to delete the interview. I don't know why. Was it a personal choice that he make, or was it the Blaze imposing this? But the interview has disappeared now. And so that's an example of the left, the Blaze cucking to the left. Why do you cuck to the left? The Daily Beast is not going to say nice words about you because you deleted that interview. Valet says it can still be viewed on E. Michael Jones' channel. So basically, E. Michael Jones was pointing to the, in a kind of embedded way. In the interview, Michael Jones was making case to this black guy that you guys are still slaves. You guys are enslaved to Jewish interest and they will come for you in some form. And they did come for him. That's interesting that the case made in the interview came to be realized as the Jews said, no, you don't invite an E. Michael Jones on your show. I will probably watch the interview at some point. I haven't watched it. I have just seen the E. Michael Jones commentary about it. Time to go scorched earth, says Sovereign Bra. By promoting degeneracy and anti-Christian values, the red pill sphere and feminism are viciously feeding into one another to destroy American culture. And frankly, I'm beginning to suspect something quite dark is going on in the red pill sphere. Let's take a quick history lesson in this video from Christine Grace. Second wave feminists explicitly wanted to destroy three things: the American family, biblical patriarchy, and monogamy. There are many weapons they used to achieve these goals. One weapon was to push a culture of sexual promiscuity. I find this quite ironic considering the influencers in the red pill community are pushing promiscuity, advocating against marriage, and telling us we all need to adapt and submit to feminism. The people in this sphere claim to care about feminism while advocating for the exact weapons that feminists use to perpetuate feminism. I see two possible realities here. One, these people are nihilistic and brain-dead hedonists. Two, something far darker is going on here. And perhaps it is, I don't know. Perhaps the major influencers of the red pill sphere are connected to some sort of psychological operation to perpetuate feminism and further destroy the family. Sound ridiculous? Maybe, maybe not. By his own admission, Myron Gaines is a former federal agent for the DHI. Pearl Davis' mother, Jennifer Davis, worked for some sort of UN Women Council for Gender Equality. By their own admission, Andrew and Tristan Tate's father was CIA. Interesting details, hey? Well, so he goes on to three sexual cribses. says Frederick von Finkel. I would like to say to Sovereign Bra, I think he's touching on important matters. I've been many years ago complaining that this kind of red pill podcast where you have, you know, the Cuban guy and the black guy. I don't remember the name of the podcast, but, you know, the Fresh and Fit. Fresh and Fit, their approach to feminism is basically, bruh, you gotta accept feminism. And here's how to play the game within feminist society. And that's dangerous. It's like you are accepting a state of absolutely dominated civilization, destroyed from all of the tools that you need as a male. It's absolutely scandalous. So, but Sovereign Bra should not throw the baby with the bathwater here. The red pill label is way too broad. Because who's a red pill thinker? Am I a red pill thinker? Because I'm a red pill thinker who's against degeneracy. We had a Rouge V who made a whole path throughout his life. Maybe promoting too much degeneracy at first, but eventually converging toward being against degeneracy. So you have to be careful that sometimes the promotion of male interest will lead to some sort of tolerance of the degenerate world, but it's not necessarily advocating for that world to keep going. What we have to do is equip the males with the tools they need to survive in a degenerate environment, but that doesn't mean to side with the degeneracy. And this is the subtlety I'm missing in both Fresh and Fit's approach, which is submit to degeneracy, and Sovereign Bra's approach, which is to call everything red pill degenerate. I don't think it's the case. I think you can be part of the red pill discourse, inform males about the state of things in the current world, about the truth, which is the original meaning of the red pill. The red pill is the pill of truth. You can inform about the truth while advocating for a change in your direction. But yes, the pill analogy is getting old, says Shamrock Shake. I agree. It's been overdone, overused. So Samich Luber says it's amazing. So he's the sexual cribsist guy. He says, it's amazing because I believe it coincided with the evolution of the human mind where we knew sex created children yet needed a fake-out excuse to pretend we didn't. He says, I'm not trying to be an asshole, Jeff. I honestly wanted your opinion. You have none. That's okay if you have overlooked the issue. I think it's important. Well, if all you have to defend sexual cribsists is that you have a theory of the human mind based on deception around sexual cribsists, I will tell you that theory in and of itself sounds extremely weak, ridiculously useless. So your claim, and I think I understand your claim. Now he says humans are fertile at all times of the year. Other apes are not. Tell me I'm wrong or why I'm wrong. So your theory is there was a past in which there was no sexual cribsist, that is, in which the female, just like rhesus macaques would do or other monkeys, the female had a clear sign on her body that she is fertile. Her ovulation was literally illustrated by red spots like in the rhesus macaques when they are ready for insemination. The female has literally two red spots on her ass that flash in the eye of the male, and he's like, whoa, that's a ready ass. So you have to imagine a past of human society that had some sign like this. Now, you are saying we have distinguished ourselves from the other apes and that the evolutionary mechanism that made this signal disappear is intimately tied with the rise of the human mind. That to take your words, that sexual crisis in humans coincided with the evolution of the human mind, where we knew sex created children, yet needed a fake-out excuse to pretend we didn't. The problem is you are looking for an explanation for why we would tell ourselves stories, and you are saying this emerged from a need to tell ourselves stories because it was obvious that zinging the penis and the vagina was making the babies, but somehow our brain didn't want to cope with that reality. And therefore, the human mind would have been born out of this. It would have evolved the capacity for self-deception, for telling ourselves stories. That story's first function being the hiding of the fact that the penis-to-vagina contact was the maker of babies. I don't see an evolutionary need for this, and I don't see how evolution would pass through that complex maze of justification if it needed self-deception capabilities. If the brain needed to be hidden from some truths, the brain can evolve in that direction without needing this truth, the truth of sexual fertility, to be hidden. So I don't think it's a parsimonious evolutionary explanation. I reject your hypothesis on the basis of parsimonious criteria. If you want to explain how the human mind evolved, you have to have a reason that gives more fitness if you have the human mind. Your reason cannot be psychological. It cannot be, oh, well, humans needed to have a human mind because they needed to tell themselves stories. That is a psychological need. Therefore, your theory is not rooted in evolutionary theory. This is the same dismissal that Pinker has done half a dozen times to leftists, to people with blank slate theory. You are thinking in terms of psychological needs, not in terms of fitness. That is what misled you to this invalid theory. He says, I have more to defend the idea of sexual crisis, JF. Maybe we can speak of it in the future. Yeah, sure. At some point, I will do probably an Ask Me Anything very soon. And so feel free to call on the Ask Me Anything. Connect with the Discord. Or if you want to send me your points in writing, I will be happy to address all points. If you send them to me in writing, I can think of them in advance. So feel free to send me a Discord DM. Zero Edge, Musk is now getting the Trump judicial treatment. Defamation lawsuits next. Yeah, I think it's exactly what we're doing, what we're seeing. A weaponization of the legislature against anyone perceived to be fomenting a right-wing success for 2024. And it's disgusting because it shows just how much modern America is dead. There's no fairness, there's no due process. It's all political. And we're going to need a Supreme Court that just says, fuck it, I'm canceling all judicial decisions in the last 3 years. All orders are invalid. You guys are just too dirty. We're going to need some, abolition of this whole institutional overtake. And the thing is, the classical philosophy of appeals court was oh yeah, you know, when they were canceling findings of guilt, it was to send a message to the police. If you play dirty like this, we're never going to allow you to put people in jail. And the police had to improve their methods so that each of their steps respects the law. We need the same thing on the civil side, because no one ever gets punished for these abuses of due process. And yet it's rampant. In family court, it's rampant in civil cases where you have absolute political motivation determining the whole process, from the jury to the judge to everyone involved. It's time that the Supreme Court punishes the system at the bottom, not just by saying, I'm canceling this particular $83 million, I'm going to reduce it to $20 million. Oh, it's time you abolish every civil order generated in the last 3 years, because the amount of corruption is just too high. There is no way you can ensure fairness in this system where so much corruption is visible already. Friedrich von Finkel says, what are you hoping to eventually do with your Bitcoin, Jeff? Eventually sell it at the peak, hopefully. Eventually buy some more at the bottom. But ultimately, I have my project with Bitcoin is that it's a small amount of money that gives me confidence in risk-taking, that gives me confidence in family building, and ideally, it's all given to my loved ones when I die. Ideally, that is what my Bitcoin serves. I don't want to use my Bitcoin to live a lavish lifestyle. If all of that Bitcoin can be preserved up to the moment I die, that would be the most desirable outcome to me. I don't want to pay myself a big car or a big house. Stacking the Bitcoin, trying to sell it at the top, trying to buy it at the bottom, and giving it to my descendants is what matters to me. Just months after massive labor deal, UPS announces massive layoffs. So yeah, that was already reviewed on a tweet. And the Speaker Johnson on the Republican side is refusing the border deal with Biden, saying illegal crossings must be zero. Yeah, but you're not going to get zero illegal crossings with Biden in. Arben Sword says, Jeff, I've saved up almost twice as much in the last year as the average person in the US, Sweden, and Ireland. And I was on social welfare for the whole year. What do you think? Lol. No, I mean, I know that social welfare is overly generous, and it's to me, it's not a shame on you for trying to benefit the most of this system. Do parasitize the parasitic systems. That is my message. And I've always said that it's not a good argument to say that Ayn Rand was on social welfare, therefore she was not a true libertarian. A true libertarian is for the abolition of parasitic system. And the best way to abolish a parasitic system is to exploit it. So I hope that you're not exploiting it in a fraudulent manner, in a way that you would put yourself in trouble. But if you're just exploiting the system because it's overly generous, then go ahead and exploit it and do make savings. And invest these savings in Bitcoin if you can. If you say, oh, ideologically, because I'm a libertarian, I'm not going to touch social welfare. But then social welfare becomes a way to steal even more money from you and to give it to even more people you shouldn't give it to. So you are playing the game of social welfare if you're not taking it. That is it for tonight, boys. Thank you so much for being here. If you would like to support the show on a monthly basis, join the Patreon, the Subscribestar, to give to the show on a monthly basis. The links to them are in the description below. Much love, sleep well, and I'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you.